The order to expel 50 Russian officials from the United States, announced by the Bush administration last week, isn't the largest act of its kind. The Reagan administration expelled 80 Soviet spies in 1986. That episode had little effect on the then-improving course of relations between Moscow and Washington. But as NPR's Mike Schuster reports today, the implications could be much more profound.
Four Russian agents were ordered out of the United States immediately. These intelligence experts say were probably the control officers of Robert Hansen, the longtime FBI agent arrested last month on charges that he spied for Moscow. The rest will have to leave the United States by July. This represents about a quarter of all Russian diplomats stationed in the U.S. The United States has a much larger diplomatic presence in Russia, more than 400. But experts say the number of American intelligence officers, the likely targets for Russian action, is much smaller. Consequently, says Melvin Goodman, a former CIA analyst and now a professor at the National War College, Russian retaliation could wrap up the entire CIA presence in Moscow.
If they expel the same number, they are going to decimate the CIA station in Moscow, and the CIA will have to start over again in terms of its operational cadre in Russia. And that's why in the past the CIA has been opposed to large-scale expulsions of this type, even though we're told that George Tenet is on board with this expulsion.
The Russian intelligence operation in the United States has been growing since the mid-1990s. The Clinton administration protested the level of intelligence operations in recent years, but decided not to make it a public issue. After Robert Hansen's arrest and the disclosure of his counterintelligence activities over a 15-year period, officials in the new administration decided it was time to take a much tougher public stance. Witness the remarks last week of Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor.
We believe that the presence that was here is just not representative of the kind of relationship that we want to have with the Russians. The United States believes that the Russian military presence was out of line with what should be a very fruitful and indeed excellent relationship. It was raised several times in the last administration, and we are pleased to have it behind us.
It is almost certainly not yet behind the administration. This is just the first public act of the Bush presidency toward Moscow, but the tone of relations had been established with the remarks of several officials in the Bush administration that reminded many of the Cold War. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has been singled out for his suspicious, if not outright hostile, attitude toward the Russians. Still, the administration attempted to play down the seriousness of the tit-for-tat spy expulsions. Secretary of State Colin Powell said he called the U.S. ambassador in Moscow, James Collins, and was pleased to learn that the episode had not caused Collins to cancel an effort to meet the Russian people.
Ambassador Collins was in Irkutsk about to get on the Trans-Siberian Express to take a train ride through Siberia because he had a long-planned trip of going along the Trans-Siberian and stopping at cities and towns along the way to talk to Russian citizens about America. So our relationship continues, and we'll see what we can do about isolating this one incident, but we will wait to see the totality of Russian response.
Some experts question whether it is really necessary to maintain such a large espionage operation in the U.S. or Russia. Most of it is not about national security issues, but about the games that spies play, Melvin Goodman, the former CIA analyst, says, and that can do real damage to the quality of relations between the two nations.
Espionage runs on a separate track, and what you don't want to do is let what happens in the world of espionage have an impact on the world of diplomacy. What the Bush administration has put at risk with this provocative step of expelling so many is making this a possible diplomatic problem. And if this happens, then the important work that must be done between Moscow and Washington will either come to a halt or be severely slowed down over a period of time.
After the Reagan administration expelled 80 Soviet spies in 1986, relations improved nevertheless. That trend had already been well established. Mr. Reagan met Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev in Reykjavik later that year, and key arms control treaties followed quickly. The current relationship was in trouble even before President Bush took office. Experts like Melvin Goodman worry that this time around, improvement won't come so easily. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles. We'll be right back.